This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. In the famous hadith that we're all aware of, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I warn you against jealousy, against envy, because envy gobbles up or eats up your good deeds like a fire eats up or devours twigs." Now, the topic of envy has been discussed in a lot of khutbas, a lot of durus. I wanted to just mention one very dangerous reality about envy, and that is that, generally speaking, an emotion that exists in our heart or in our minds is forgiven by Allah, overlooked. Generally speaking, the norm, if you feel something or imagine something, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. If you imagine, أعوذ بالله, drinking or drugs or something, you desire, but you don't act upon it. Generally speaking, overlooked. You're not going to be held accountable. It's not good to daydream, but you're not going to be held accountable. Anger. If you feel anger at somebody, but you don't act upon it, you're not liable. You're not going to be punished. But that is not the case when it comes to envy. One of the very rare exceptions to this rule, even envy that is not acted upon is sinful. The mere existence inside of your soul is sinful. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compared it to a burning fire that gobbles up your good deeds, and it's just there. You're not even acting upon it. If you were to act, that is another sin, and that is another liability. The mere existence of envy in your hearts is a sin. Why? Why for envy there is this exception, and for other, let's say, anger, that doesn't exist? The reason is indeed very simple and yet profound. Let's use it with anger to contrast, okay? Because again, there's so much examples to be given. Anger versus envy. When you're angry at somebody, you are angry because of an injustice that has been done to you. That's why you're angry, okay? Somebody stole your money. Somebody cheated you out of something. Somebody said something they shouldn't have done. So you're angry. If you lock up your anger, control your anger, and it's in your heart, you're not sinful. You are not sinful for the presence of anger, because it is a legitimate emotion for some injustice that has been done to you. That's the default of anger, okay? Somebody did something that irritated you. You have a right to be angry, but you have to control that anger. Okay, jealousy. Why are you jealous? Why are you envious? What has that person done to you that you are envious of his rank, his job, his position, his status, his car, his house, whatever it might be, or his, you know, handsomeness or beauty? What has that person done that you are obsessed with the other person? You understand the difference here? Envy is coming from an egotistical, narcissistical reality. Me, myself, and I. Why does he have it and not me? And that is arrogance, the pinnacle of arrogance. Iblis, why him and not me? Whereas anger is a legitimate response to an injustice done to you. Why did he steal my money? I'm angry at him. Yeah, you have the right to be angry, right? But don't act upon it within the confines of the Sharia. And that's why the mere presence of envy is itself sinful. Why? Because envy, in reality, is a weakness of belief in Allah's qadr. Whereas anger is not the same. You are angry at something done to you. Whereas envy is a rejection, if you like. أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. Are they in charge of Allah's decision who gets what? Because when you are envious, you are basically saying, why did he get it? I should have gotten it. And who decides who gets what? Allah is the Razzaq and the Qabid and the Basit.
So we have to be super careful. Very briefly, how do we know our heart is envious? There are a number of symptoms. I'll give you three of them. Number one, when you find yourself thinking negative thoughts about the other person for no reason, nothing he's done to you. You have something in your heart about another person and they haven't even done anything to you. And you're still thinking obsessed. Why that? Why this? Why that? The very fact you are thinking about a person that hasn't been involved in your life in a negative manner indicates the problem is you, not the other person. Number two, when you rejoice at the misfortune of your brother and he hasn't done anything to you, this is envy. You're happy, a'udhu billah, that he was in an accident. A'udhu billah, a'udhu billah. Your heart feels a sense of happiness. He didn't get the promotion. What difference does it make to you? It's not your business or life. He didn't harm you, do anything. You feel happiness at the misfortune of your brother. And number three, you feel your heart in pain at the happiness of your brother. This is also envy. He gets the promotion and you go home sad. He gets the job, he gets the career, he gets the whatever, and you're sad. It's not affecting you. Your life is still the same. But for you to feel that pain at the happiness of a fellow Muslim who hasn't done any dhulm to you, in reality, this is a symptom of your own disease. So these are three simple symptoms. Number one, you are obsessed about a person and that person hasn't harmed you. Number two, you are happy at the misfortune of that person. Number three, you're sad at the happiness of that person. These are symptoms of envy. The last point today, what do we do to combat envy? What do we do to make sure we are not envious? Number of things. And here's the interesting point. Envy is all internal. It's a jihad within ourselves against ourselves. It's a jihad of one part of our soul against another part of our soul, right? Because the problem of envy, dear brothers and sisters, is that we are envious of those whom we interact with. We are not envious of strangers. None of us in this audience is envious of Jeff Bezos, whatever his name is, Bill Gates, right? These are strangers. I bet you the cousins of Bezos and Bill Gates, right? I bet you the high school friends, the people they went to college with, they're the ones. Yeah, this is the reality. Who are we envious of? The ones we interact with, our cousins, our friends, our circle. That's shaitan's come. It destroys the bonds of brotherhood, of cousinhood, of family, of kith and kin, of society. So how do we combat envy? And again, time is limited, some simple points. Number one, we monitor our heart. If these symptoms come, you are in trouble, not the other person. You are liable in front of Allah. You have to monitor your heart. Number two, Ibn Qayyim and others mention constant tilawa of the Quran, because the Quran cleanses the heart. It's like the system that purifies, right? The cleansing water that comes. Constant tilawa of the Quran and dhikr, this makes your heart pure. And then number three, our scholars mention one of the ways to combat envy is to make dua for the person. Force yourself, that person you're envious of, raise your hands up and say, oh Allah, bless him with more wealth. Oh Allah, make him even more successful. When you make that dua, this is the jihad against your envy. Your own soul is conquering the other part of your soul. You're raising the good side. You're saying, oh Allah, let me see my brother happy. And then you realize when you do that, what's going to happen? The angel will come and say, may you get the same as well. And you're allowed to be selfish. You're allowed to make dua for your brother in order that it comes back on you. Because that's the whole point of telling us this incentive. Nothing wrong with that. We make dua for the other one, knowing that when we make dua for him sincerely, the more sincere you are for him, the more sincere that it will come back upon you. So these are three simple ways. Monitoring the symptoms, being very careful of this. Number two, constantly doing dhikr and dua and isti'adah. Seek Allah's refuge from envy and cleansing of the heart. Ask Allah for qalb salim, as Ibrahim alayhi salam said, that ask Allah for qalb salim, a pure heart. And then number three, that you make dua for the person. There are other things as well. You say mashallah, tabarakallah, and other things that can be added to this as well. The point is, dear Muslims, monitor our hearts for envy. We are all possibly susceptible to envy. It's a human emotion. We have to constantly be on our guard for being envious, especially of our friends and families, especially of our own societies and communities. And we turn to Allah in refuge and ask Allah for qalbun salim. And inshallah, we will continue. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.